morning. Well, it's going to be a busy day on Wall Street again. And, of course, we all know that if you look at the surveys, we know that the number one issue on people's minds is the economy, and that's spelled J-O-B-S. And every Thursday morning we get a key number, and that's the initial unemployment claims numbers, people for filing for unemployment for the first time. Some good news this morning. It was expected to be 464,000. That's still a lot of people if you think about people filing for unemployment for the first time. But it dropped to 457. The market likes it. The Dow futures are up about 45 points. And then we've just gotten a ton of earnings in. And we get some local flavor this afternoon. After the market closes today, we get one of our local favorite companies, Baldor, will be reporting earnings, expected to make about 44 cents a share, which would be a sharp increase over last year, over last quarter, and a huge increase over last year. But when we look around at some of the companies that have released earnings today to try to get a flavor of what's happening in the economy, we still see some evidence that there is maybe a fragile but a growing recovery here. For example, Goodyear Tire, sales up 15%. O'Reilly Automotive, which is headquartered in Springfield, one of our neighbors, sales up 10%, made $100 million in the quarter. That's a 16% increase over last year. We also saw great numbers from Southwest Airlines. Their revenue was up 21%. They, as well as Hilton and other companies, are indicating that corporate travel is picking up sharply and leisure travel is improving somewhat. Exxon reported this morning earnings are up 85%. If you can believe that, they made $7.5 billion net income in one quarter. There are very few companies that have that much sales in a year, let alone profit in one quarter.
Wow.
Yeah, and Visa. I always track these credit card numbers because we know that the consumer is the key to this thing, and consumer spending is 70% of our gross domestic product, our GDP. Visa sales were up 23%, profits up 44%. But of concern, we were seeing a huge trend build towards people using debit cards more and credit cards less, and that's good news because we know that this whole thing began with a credit crisis, but Visa, which dominates MasterCard in the debit card business, is very concerned about the new financial regulatory bill that the president signed last week, because it's going to have a huge impact in terms of reducing the debit card fees that merchants pay when you use a debit card at a restaurant or whatever. So they're really concerned about that. Tomorrow we get a hugely important number, and that is we get the advanced number on the growth of gross domestic product, GDP, for the second quarter. The experts, whoever they are, is expecting that preliminary number to be to show a 2.5% annualized growth rate. If it's more than that, we'll get some movement in the market. If it's worse than that, I don't know if I want to know what's going to happen.
Well, that's it. It's the one thing about it, it's never dull.
That's true. We live in interesting times, and that's not always good.
John Taylor with us. John, quickly, Steve and I talking about these. We run a lot of advertisements for gold. Get your gold. You need gold. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that gold is one of those things that is a way to hedge against inflation. I think most people are buying it for the wrong reason. They're using it as a way of hedging against a collapse. And if a collapse happens, you better have everything in gold. But it's a good idea to have some gold in your portfolio just as a hedge against inflation. But be sure you understand whether you're buying the commodity itself or whether you're buying an index or a mutual fund or a gold mining stock, because there's more than one way to buy that asset and get it in your portfolio.
As you look at those unemployment totals in the Fort Smith area, Steve was saying earlier this morning, looked like they were about the same for Sebastian County.
Yeah, they were. And, you know, it takes a while for these numbers to show. I mean, we're seeing some real improvements in manufacturing, you know, with what's going on with Gerber and a number of other positive releases, but those numbers aren't going to show up for several quarters, of course.
All right, John. Thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
That's John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG & Leach. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can certainly reach them by phone, 479-782-2527. Now, to 5 News, here's Darren Bob.